From Spark and Anvil and Escape Forge, this is Maze and Seek in Chapter 1 of the Escape Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The chamber was a tangle, a floor of shifting tiles, false turns, and dead ends, and somewhere in it, a single hidden tile that opened the door, if only you could find it and reach it. Seek, the bright Jay with her wire search frame, tilted her head at the clutter. Maze, the calm mole with her ball of string, laid one end at the entrance. "I can find the tile," Seek said. "I just can't tell how to walk to it." Maze nodded. "And I can walk anywhere in here," she said, "if you tell me where." Latch, the head, watched them from the doorway. Seek went first, framing a corner of the busy floor with her wire square. "My craft is finding what's hidden," she said. "I cut a cluttered scene into squares and search each one, top left to bottom right, and I skip no spot, so the hidden thing turns up by method, not by luck." Square by square, she scanned the tangled floor. And there, in a patch she'd nearly hurried past, sat a tile marked with a faint sun. "There," she said, pointing across the room. "That's the one. That's our door tile." But between her and it lay a maze of shifting stones and dead ends. "I found it," Seek said. "I just can't get there." Maze went next, chalk in paw. "My craft is turning a tangle into a map," she said. "I lay a string at the start, mark every fork, cross out every dead end, so the one good path draws itself on the floor." She looked across at the sun-marked tile Seek had found. "But a map needs a destination," she said. "Tell me nothing to head for, and I'll map the whole room to no purpose. I can find the way. I just need to know the way to what."
Then they looked at each other, and the room came apart into something solvable. "The sun tile," Seek said. "That's your destination." Maze's eyes lit. She tied her string at the entrance and set off toward the tile Seek had spotted, chalking every fork, backing out of every dead end, crossing out the shifting stones that led nowhere, and Seek called out from above whenever the target moved, keeping the goal in sight. Search naming the where, mapping finding the way. The two of them threaded the tangle together, until Maze's string ran in one clean, bright line from the door they'd entered to the sun-marked tile, and Seek pressed it, and the chamber door swung open. "We got out," Maze said, "because you found it and I reached it." Latch nodded from the doorway. "You two are appointed together," he said. "One of you finds the destination, the other finds the road." Seek and Maze stepped through the open door side by side, the tangled room solved behind them, and each felt the halfway there ache of a moment ago. One with the goal, but no road. One with the road, but no goal. Turn into a bright, whole gladness. The warm sureness of two friends who had each carried exactly half of the way out, and who together had all of it.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Maze and Seek. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.